This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jim Paris Live. Jim Paris here, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. Well, in full and fair disclosure, I want to make sure that you know that tonight I'm actually pre-recording the program. The program you're hearing tonight was recorded on Friday, and that's because I'm on a family vacation. Now, it is very, very rare that I am not here live with you on Sunday nights, thus the name Jim Paris Live. And typically, every single vacation, business trip, business obligation, everything takes second priority to my number one priority, which is to be here with you live. And we looked at bringing the equipment with me on the vacation, maybe doing the program via telephone. It just couldn't be worked out. But you are listening to a fresh broadcast here in the first hour. This is recorded on Friday, just a couple of days old here, and we've got a lot of great news for you. In this hour, I've got some neat things to talk to you about. One of them is a brand new car coming out called the Elio. That's spelled E-L-I-O, and you can buy this car for less than $10,000, and it gets 84 miles to the gallon. In fact, it's so popular that there's a waiting list right now. 25,000 people have already put down a deposit and made a reservation to get one of these Elio vehicles, which will be coming out next year. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the risk of using your computer at a coffee shop like Starbucks and how people might be able to hack you, get into your computer, steal your banking information, your credit card information. Also, Disney has a new deal where they want to track you with a bracelet while you're inside their theme park. We're going to get into that. Also, Overstock.com, of course, backing big Bitcoin in a big way. Overstock now offering their employees the option of getting paid their bonuses in Bitcoin. We'll be talking about that as well. I want to start the program tonight, though, by again reminding you that we want to know you're listening. We're new here. We're the new kid on the block here at GCN. We've been broadcasting now for 2 months. And as I said, we're getting a lot of new followers, a lot of new listeners to the program, which is all fantastic. But we want to know who's listening. And we've got a little thing that we're doing, which we're sort of offering you an ethical bribe to let us know that you're listening. And the deal is, if you'll call our office and simply leave your email address on the voicemail and let us know where you're listening, we want to send you out a 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. It's called How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. And I share my whole life story in there, how my brother embezzled almost $2 million from me and wiped me out, and how God restored me, and why I'm still here today. All of that is in the book, and we're going to send you a 48-minute audio overview of the book for free, just for calling and letting us know you're listening. We also are going to randomly pick out some people, and we're going to send you some really nice prize packages. My office is overflowing with books and DVDs, and when you do a talk show, you're constantly going down to the mailbox, and there are people sending you books. They want to be a guest on the show. Many of these people have been guests. I've read the books, and now what do we do with them? We can maybe take them down and donate them to the library here in town, which I do from time to time. But I want to give away this stuff to our listeners, and I also have some really neat L.A. Marzulli DVDs that I'm going to be giving away. And L.A. Marzulli is a fascinating guy with lots of information on the Bible and UFOs and aliens. And if you're interested in that sort of thing, if you win, you'll probably end up with an L.A. Marzulli DVD in your prize pack along with some other books. So no cost to do this. Do I have to say void where prohibited? You always hear that with contests. But in any case, call right now. Just leave your email address on the voicemail. Let us know where you're listening, and we want to send you out that 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer, and then also you'll be eligible to get in the contest to get one of these big prize packages. The number to dial is 888-427-8755, 888-427-8755. Just leave your email address for us on the voicemail. Let us know where you're listening, 888-427-8755. Well, my one daughter, who is 24, we have an ongoing debate, and it's her view that times really haven't changed in the world, that it's just that I'm getting older, and as an older man, I'm about to turn 50 here in a few months. Wow. That makes me feel old just saying that. Her view is that I'm just seeing things through an older man's eyes, and things really haven't changed. And we've got this ongoing debate. And there was a shocking story this week here, really heartbreaking when you think about it, in Jacksonville, Florida. This is just up the road from where I live. A 12-year-old boy killed a homeless man here this past week. And what's, you know, heartbreaking about this is they tried to, the police investigated this, tried to determine a motive. You know, why did you kill this man? Was he attacking you, or, you know, what was going on? Why did this little 12-year-old boy kill this man, a homeless man? And apparently there is no motive. And I guess I should be saying allegedly killed, but according to the news reports, this 12-year-old kid has admitted to this. And there's no motive, and the speculation is that maybe out of sheer boredom, this 12-year-old kid killed a homeless man. And this is just, I mean, this is heartbreaking to me to hear this story. And I don't know. I mean, I really think things are changing in this world. Maybe you disagree. I don't remember growing up in the 60s and the 70s, 12-year-old kids. This is a little boy, 12 years old, killing a homeless man. And if we're to believe the story, it's really out of sheer boredom that he went out and did this. Didn't have anything else to do, so went out and killed a homeless man. I'm telling you, I really believe that things are changing in our world. My 24-year-old daughter, she doesn't think so. She thinks, well, this has been going on. All these things, Dad, that you get all worked up about, these have been going on forever. You're just noticing them now, and you're looking at them from a different perspective. But, wow, this was a real shocking story here, a local story, but really a national story, what happened here in Jacksonville, Florida here and in our news this week. This is another story that caught my eye. I don't know if you're someone that has ever used Airbnb. This is a deal where rather than using Travelocity or Expedia, what you'll do is go on to the Airbnb site, and you can actually rent a room in someone's house or in their condo. And people are doing this, and I guess it's a way to meet new people, kind of interesting to stay in someone's house instead of staying in a hotel. I don't know if that's for me or not. I guess you can also, through Airbnb, rent someone's entire house. So then you would have your privacy because it's just you renting out the entire home instead of just a bedroom in the home. But this is controversial in a lot of cities, similar to what we talked about with the peer-to-peer ride sharing and how a lot of the taxi companies are upset about that. Well, in the same way, the hotels are upset about this, but even more than that, the neighbors. You know, if you live in a nice neighborhood, who knew that your neighbor was going to be running what is tantamount to a bed and breakfast, you know, renting out rooms by the night. But this is a great income opportunity for somebody who is, you know, maybe you're retired and you've got a couple of empty bedrooms, you can make some extra money. Well, Portland is requiring a permit now, $180 to get your license to be able to rent out rooms in your home by the night and to make some money with Airbnb. So the city's embracing it. And they're licensing it, and according to Airbnb, they have brought millions of dollars into the Portland economy. So I guess this is a win-win for all parties concerned. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more of Jim Paris Live. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris. The website is christianmoney.com. We get together every week. We talk about money, politics, news, Bible prophecy, preparedness. And this is our first hour, which is always sort of a review of the week, what's happening in the news. And if you're new to the broadcast, we welcome you. We've been on with GCN now for a couple of months. Very, very exciting. I'm making a lot of new friends. A lot of you are going over and downloading the program over at iTunes. catching us over at SoundCloud, and also getting the program on demand over at christianmoney.com, as well as over at the GCN website. All right, so if you're just tuning in right now, you missed the story in my last segment of how I almost got into a fist fight with a 75-year-old woman up at the grocery store. So if you missed that, that's a great reason to go back and get the replay to be able to hear that. But we move ahead. This is fascinating to me. There is a brand new vehicle coming out, and I don't know, I just look at this thing and I'm like, I want this. And I'm going to have to talk to my wife about it. I know she's going to shoot down the idea. But the one thing about this that she probably will like is that the new Elio, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, E-L-I-O, the new Elio actually gets 84 miles per gallon. Can you believe that? Let me say that again. The new Elio, which is coming out next year, gets 84 miles per gallon. Now, if you want to take a look at this, it's up on my Twitter feed. Go to twitter.com/James L. Paris, and you'll see a picture of this. Click on the link. You'll see the article. What it is, they say it's technically a motorcycle, but what it is, it's a motorcycle that has like a tiny car body built around it, and it's a three-wheel vehicle. And if you look at it, it looks like a car, but you can kind of imagine, okay, yeah, I could see how there could be a motorcycle really inside this, but it's totally enclosed. And you can have two passengers in this thing, and your passenger would be behind you, similar to if you were bringing a passenger on a motorcycle. It's very, very tiny, but it's very sleek looking. I just love the look of this thing. It's a three-wheel vehicle, so you've got one wheel in the back and two wheels in the front, but it's totally enclosed. You have a steering wheel. You've got windows and a roof and all that, so you could ride this in the rain. Honestly, I don't know how safe it is. I mean, in terms of if you were to take this car and go get into a collision with a big SUV, I don't know how well you would fare, but you're probably safer than just on a motorcycle that doesn't have this car body wrapped around it. But you know what? The price of gas going up, I love seeing these kinds of things. I've often wondered, why is it that with all of the innovations in our society, we're not seeing more innovation in the area of fuel savings? So check this out. It's Elio, E-L-I-O, and it's going to sell for just $6,800, which is cool, and you're going to be able to get 84 miles to the gallon. Now, right now, you can't buy it, but you can actually put down a deposit and get a reservation to be able to get one next year. And according to this news article, already more than 25,000 people have put down a deposit and made a reservation to buy an Elio. I'll tell you what, this is one of those things where every head will turn when you drive this home from the dealer. When you're pulling down your street, driving down your street, pull this into the driveway, all the neighbors are going to come out and stare. And they're going to come down to your driveway and say, what is that? It's absolutely futuristic and very exciting looking. And, I'd love to have one. So if the Elio people are listening and you want some free publicity and you want to give me one of these, or just let me drive it around, let me use it for free for a few months, and I'll give you a free promotion here on the radio show. All right, what else do we have here? The city of Portland, which interestingly enough is where I understand that the whole Airbnb deal started. And for those not familiar with Airbnb, this is an interesting concept. The idea is that if you need a place to stay, rather than using Travelocity or Expedia and trying to find the cheapest hotel room, you actually can stay in someone's house. And so people are doing this as a way to supplement their income. Let's say you're a retired couple and you've got a three-bedroom home and the kids have left. You can rent those extra bedrooms out, and certainly you could do that by the month and bring in regular tenants, but you can earn even more money by renting those rooms out by the night, sort of operating, like a hotel, like a bed and breakfast, really. So this is what Airbnb is all about. It's about matching up people who have rooms available for rent and you can rent a room. You know, really, it's set up to rent day by day, very similar to a hotel arrangement. Although I have read of arrangements on Airbnb where people can actually stay for a month at a time. But it's not really set up to, say, rent a room for a year or 6 months. It's really more along the lines of hotel rental. So check that out if you're looking for a cheap way to travel and you're maybe interested in meeting some new people, being a little bit adventurous. I don't know. I just wouldn't feel personally too comfortable sleeping on somebody's couch or staying in somebody's spare bedroom that I don't know. That's not for me, but maybe it is for you. I know there are also other arrangements, in fairness to Airbnb, where you actually rent someone's whole house and they're not even there. So maybe I would do that, but I'm not sure I would rent someone's bedroom that's actually there. That just, to me, I don't know, I'm maybe too private of a person. But anyway, the news story here is that according to the Oregonian, it's being reported that the city of Portland is now going to basically allow this. There's been a lot of controversy. A lot of cities are saying, hey, this goes against our zoning. You can't do this. So Portland is going to be embracing this and also apparently making some big money out of it. They're going to be requiring a permit for people who want to do this, people who want to rent out part or all of their home or apartment or condo through the Airbnb system. In order to do this, you're going to have a permit, and the permit's going to be $180. So I guess that's not really too bad, and the city's going to embrace it, and that's going to make it okay for you to do this. And according to Airbnb, they claim that the economic impact they've had on the city of Portland is $61 million. And that's good for Portland as well. So interesting news here about Airbnb. I have never used Airbnb. If you have used it and would like to share your story with me, I'd be fascinated to hear it. I might even include you in an article because I am working on an article right now about Airbnb. And you can write to me, jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com. We've got a break coming up. Before we go to the break, again, let me give you the phone number if you want to call to get your name on our email list, and that would also give you the opportunity to win the contest we have going where we're giving away all this free stuff. 888-427-8755. Just leave your email address on the voicemail. 888-427-8755. After this break, how your computer can get hacked at Starbucks. This is Jim Paris, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, hello everybody and welcome back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. We get together every Sunday night. We talk about money, politics, news, Bible prophecy, preparedness. In hour number two tonight, my guest is Barry Schwartz. We're going to be talking about the Shroud of Turin. Wow, this is a fascinating interview. It is a replay from a few weeks ago, but if you didn't hear the interview, you want to stick around to be able to listen to that. This program, this week's program, is one of the very few times that I ever actually record in advance, and this is actually being recorded on Friday because I'm on a family vacation right now. So in fairness to you, I wanted to let you know that. I thought about fooling you and just trying to pretend I was live, but I thought, not a good idea. There's probably something even like, there's probably some kind of FCC rule against doing that, especially when your show is called Jim Paris Live and you don't tell people that you're not live. I don't know if there's any requirement to do so, but in any case, I am inoculating myself by letting you know that this program is recorded just a couple of days beforehand. All right. This is a fascinating story in the news. I don't know if you saw this, but it really does make the point. And we have been talking about student loans, warning people about student loans on this program for years and years and years. And here's the deal. I'm not against student loans per se. I'm really not. I'm just concerned that people don't understand what they're getting into when they sign on for a student loan. There seems to be a complete disregard for really exploring the question, how am I going to pay this money back? And we've had recent guests on, which, by the way, if you miss these shows, you want to go back to iTunes and grab the replays. We had a guest on by the name of Jan Miller, student loan consultant. The guy's a genius with all kinds of ideas on how you can consolidate your loans, how to qualify for loan forgiveness, how to get a lower interest rate, how to get a lower payment. His name is Jan Miller. That was about 3 or 4 weeks back. And then a few weeks before that, we had Alan Collins on, and he's with the organization Student Loan Justice, talking about all the problems with the whole student loan industry and what's happening. But right now, there is $1.2 trillion in student loans in the United States. And I believe that much of this money is never going to be repaid. Because the people that took the money out in the beginning, to begin with, they had no plan to repay it. They really didn't think about it. Because here's what most young people think is, I will go out and borrow $100,000, even $200,000. I'm going to get a college degree, and then I'm going to get a big fancy job and make all this money, make the big bucks, and be able to pay this back. And that is not working out, especially in this economy. A lot of people graduating with very fancy college degrees who can't find a job, and the job they can find is closer to minimum wage than it is to six figures. And this is very, very disturbing. But this story here tonight that I want to talk about for a few minutes, I just actually spent a substantial amount of time in my newsletter this month writing about this story. The guy's name is Steve Mason, and his wife is Darnell. And Steve is a pastor, and I believe he's in California. And this story is absolutely heartbreaking. So Steve and his wife, Darnell, Steve is a pastor. I believe his income, it says here, is around $75,000 a year. So that's a pretty good income for a pastor. But here's the tragic story. His daughter wanted to go to college to become a nurse. So Steve and his wife decided to go ahead and help her, and in order for her to get this nursing education, she needed to take out student loans. Well, they ended up co-signing for the student loans, and the tragedy is that their daughter died at the age of 27. Their daughter suddenly died. Now, the Masons, they without any question took the daughter's three children in and are raising those children as their own. So they're now raising their three grandchildren. But here's what's heartbreaking. They are now stuck with $200,000 in student loans that they co-signed for. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute, I thought the original amount was $100,000. The amount that the daughter borrowed originally was $100,000. But with all the late fees and penalties and interest, et cetera, the amount now that the Masons owe is $200,000. The minimum payment just to keep the plates spinning on this deal, and I don't think this is even allowing for the loans to be paid down at all. The minimum payment is $2,000 a month, which Steve Mason says he can't pay that. He doesn't have the money to pay it. The Masons have considered bankruptcy, but get this, you cannot discharge a student loan debt in bankruptcy. So they're stuck. I mean, this is really almost worse than owing that kind of money to the IRS. I mean, even with the IRS, you can go bankrupt and, depending on your circumstances, get rid of your tax obligations after a certain number of years, etc. But here they are stuck with $200,000. And so this was part of there's a video here in the story that I've linked to over at CNN Money, where Elizabeth Warren, a senator, is making reference to this CNN story. So the Senate is talking about this. Our politicians are talking about it. The Masons are sort of a proxy for a lot of people because there are a lot of grandparents out there. And this is a story that Alan Collins of Student Loan Justice has shared on this program. There are a lot of grandparents that are stuck with student loan debt because they thought they were helping out their grandchild, and they went ahead and co-signed for a loan for their grandchild, and now their grandchild either dropped out of college or graduated and can't find a job, and now they're stuck with this debt. So what they're doing, the Masons, which I think is brilliant, they got all this publicity going, And now what they've done is set up a crowdfunding mechanism through the website GoFundMe.com, where you can actually go there and make a donation to try and help them to pay off this debt. And wow, what a wonderful thing to do if you've got some extra money. Go give them $5 or $10 to help them in this situation. What a tragedy. Now, you know, there's a lot of lessons here, right? There's a lot of lessons. I mean, one thing, for example, that I immediately thought of is if you're somebody listening right now and you're in a similar situation, you've co-signed for student loans for a young person, I think you would be absolutely within your rights to go ahead and have that young person take out a life insurance policy and name you as a beneficiary. Just in case, if something like this were to happen, you're not going to be left holding the bag. I mean, this is a tragedy. Not only did they lose their daughter, but now they're stuck with $200,000 of student loans that they can't even discharge if they decide to go into bankruptcy. I mean, it's unreal, and we're going to see more and more stories like this. Mark my words, this is going to be a theme that you're going to start hearing in coming years about parents and grandparents stuck with student loans. It's not bad enough that these kids are stuck with the student loans, but now it's really destroying entire families. All right, moving ahead here, Overstock.com, which has fully embraced Bitcoin. I love Overstock.com. We bought a bunch of stuff from them recently, and we were just thrilled with our purchases with them. But, of course, the big news is a couple of months ago, Overstock announced that you could actually use Bitcoin to buy things from them on their website. And now what they're doing is they're implementing a plan where their employee bonuses are going to be paid out in Bitcoin. And I think this is brilliant. Apparently, how this is going to work is they're not going to require the employee to take the bonus in Bitcoin. They're going to offer it as an option. But if the employee does opt for Bitcoin, they're going to get more in Bitcoin in terms of the dollar value than what they would get if they just got paid in good old U.S. cash. So a lot of organizations out there like Overstock are really, really promoting Bitcoin in a lot of different unique ways, and this is certainly one of them. We've got a break here. When we come back, how Disney wants to track you with an electronic bracelet while you're inside their park. This is Jim Paris, and you're listening to Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris. The website is ChristianMoney.com. That's ChristianMoney.com. Don't forget, in hour number two, in just a few moments, my guest will be Barry Schwartz. He is an expert on the Shroud of Turin. In fact, he was a part of the original team that was sent to authenticate the Shroud of Turin back in 1979-1980. And this is a fascinating interview. You don't want to miss it in hour number two of our broadcast. We're also reaching out to you this week. We want to know who's listening and where you're at. And what we're doing is we're offering you a bribe, an ethical bribe, if you will. We're saying, call our office right now, leave your email address on the voicemail, let us know where you're listening, and we want to give everybody that calls a 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. So everybody's going to get that calls. But then some of you are going to be randomly selected, and you're going to receive a care package from me, because what I'm doing right now is cleaning out the office. We've got a ton of books we've been given over the years from guests. These are books I've already read. The guests have already appeared. So these books have to go somewhere. We've got DVDs as well. So go ahead and get in on this. A great opportunity for you to get some free stuff. Everybody's going to get the 48-minute audio overview of the book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. The number to call to leave your email address on our voicemail is 888-427-8755. You're not going to have to talk to anybody. Just let us know where you're listening and leave your email address so we can get you the audio overview of the book and also enter you into the contest to win some of the free stuff that is cluttering my office here. Some really cool stuff, though. One of my favorite things I'm giving away are the L.A. Marzulli DVDs, which this guy's got all kinds of cool stuff about the Bible and UFOs and Bible prophecy. So we've got some of those DVDs to give away as well. The number to call again to get your email address on the list to get in on all this is 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Well, I mentioned a segment ago that when we came back, we were going to talk about getting hacked at Starbucks, having your computer hacked. We didn't get to that story, so we'll do that one first, and then we'll talk about this deal where Disney wants to monitor you at their parks with an electronic bracelet. Sounds a little bit weird to me. I don't know about you, but when I go up to Starbucks, or one place I spend a lot of time at is Panera Bread, And I don't really buy a lot of food there at Panera. I just get coffee, and I'm in their little Panera deal, their club, and I get a lot of free coffee from that. And I use it as a place to go and work because I work from home. And sometimes when you work from home, you get cabin fever. You just want to get out of your environment. And I do a lot of my writing down at a coffee shop, Panera Bread. But I also go to a Starbucks, which is not too far from my house. But one of the things that you're always told is don't use your computer at these locations. Or if you do, don't actually use your credit card or do anything where someone could steal your information. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't always followed that advice. I know it sounds good that you shouldn't be doing those things, but I was just reading an article here this morning, and I thought, man, now I'm not going to do this after I read this article. There is actually software that people can use to make it look like that you're joining the Starbucks Wi-Fi network when, in fact, they've actually set up their own little network that they're tricking you to log into. And when you do that, then they can see everything you're doing. They can capture all of your information. In this article, you can see this linked over on my Twitter feed, twitter.com/James L. Paris. Some of the other weird things that people are doing, I'm reading right from the article here. Cyber criminals can also use video cameras on a mobile device to capture what you're doing nearby. This means if you're entering your credit card number or email login information into a smartphone, you could be recorded doing so. And there's also something that they're not only are they using these little cameras to spy on you, but they're using, like I just mentioned a moment ago, these fake Wi-Fi networks called hotspot honeypots. Who knew that there was such a thing? And what it does is it makes you think that this is legitimately Starbucks network that you're logging into, when in fact you're logging into somebody's pirate network that they're using to capture all your information. There's a really neat infographic in this article. This article was originally published in Mashable at Mashable.com. And it's actually an article from 2013, but it just happened to come up in my news feed today when I was reading a different article. And I thought to myself, man, this is scary how somebody could get your information while you're up having a cup of coffee using the computer. So check that article out, again, over on my Twitter feed, at James L. Paris. And this is weird. I could see, though, maybe a benefit in this for both Disney as well as individual consumers. My brain is kind of racing here, but this is from Inc.com. And Disney is starting a new program where when you visit the park, you're going to be given a colorful-looking, really neat-looking wristband. And this wristband will track you throughout your movement throughout the Disney parks. And apparently, this is going to be used to help Disney, I guess, to monitor, you know, if there's a certain number of people at a certain ride, maybe they need to send more employees down there, this sort of thing. I can imagine there's probably some other benefits of this, which would be family members maybe can log in, you know, on a smartphone and see where other family members are. I don't know that I would do this. I really don't know. One of the points they make in this article is that Disney would even know when you're on the toilet in their theme park because they're literally tracking you down to like 1 square foot where you're standing inside their parks if you have one of these bracelets on. But knowing Disney, they'll probably package this in such a way that you'll want this. In fact, you'll probably pay for it. You'll probably end up paying something extra to get this bracelet so you can be monitored because Disney's so smart about these kinds of things. I guess this somehow helps you to go through the lines more quickly as well. You can use this to get a fast pass. So who knows? But if you're planning a Disney vacation, apparently this is going to be something that you will see probably within the next few months unveiled at Disney. They're very cool looking. They've got a little imprint of the Mickey Mouse with the ears on these, and they're in all kinds of different colors. So I could see, you know, little girls saying, "Mommy, can I have the pink one?" But Disney wants to track you at their parks. Very interesting. And this whole idea of sharing information, we're already doing it, right? I mean, those of us that want to get the discount, we join the club up at the grocery store, and then they track everything we buy. So we're already sort of in the net. We've already put ourselves in the position to be tracked, what we're buying, where we're going, what we're doing. I mean, our cell phone tracks where we're at. I mean, most of the apps that you have on your cell phone, the terms of service say that they're going to track you and what you're doing. I don't know. I don't like it, but it almost seems like a fait accompli, like this is happening, and there's not much we could do about it. Yes, it's now coming to the Magic Kingdom. And this is another interesting story here. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch may be back on the market again. And I don't know. This, to me, I guess if you're a Michael Jackson fan, and apparently in reading this article, which was over at CNN Entertainment, apparently people still flock to the Neverland Ranch on a daily basis. Hundreds of people make a pilgrimage to the Neverland Ranch, and they leave flowers and other memorabilia to honor the memory of Michael Jackson. And now they say here in this article that the ranch was sold years ago when Michael Jackson was in financial trouble. An organization, investment firm, put up some money to kind of bail him out. And they ended up with kind of a controlling stake in the property. And then after Jackson's death, they're now the owner. But the Jackson estate still has a small piece of the pie here. But this is really interesting to see this going back up for sale. Apparently all the amusement park rides are gone. The only thing left is the house. And I guess some would argue that there's a historic value to the recording studio of Michael Jackson there at the Neverland Ranch. But some thought this would be like, you know, the next Graceland, that this would be turned into a place that people would go, sort of a museum. But apparently the neighbors didn't go for that, so that hasn't happened. But the Neverland Ranch back up on the market. All right, we've got to take a break here now for news and announcements. And when we come back, my guest Barry Schwartz will be talking about the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin. Don't forget the website is ChristianMoney.com. This is Jim Paris, and you're listening to Jim Paris Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.